attacked by a certain sitting state senator and was stupidly hoping that he might come find her. She had tried sidestepping Hayden when he had asked her out, but then she'd had to tell him something, and none of her excuses seemed to be good enough. How long could she keep a guy at bay after kissing him the way she had in front of the Lincoln Memorial in D.C.? Swooning? Liz shook her head, trying to keep her voice down. Are you serious? He's been flirting with you all night, Lizzie. Victoria batted her eyes at Liz. Oh, stop calling me that. He won't. That was the truth. Hayden hadn't stopped calling her Lizzie since that night they'd kissed over the summer. Victoria found it hilarious and always poked fun of Hayden whenever she could. You're insufferable. You know that, right? Victoria smiled in a way that said more than even her perfectly arched eyebrow. Liz didn't know why she let her best friend get to her so easily. She wasn't ready to move on. She wasn't over Brady Maxwell, as much as she wanted to let go. Their relationship had been too important for her to just easily move on to someone else. Perhaps that was silly.
Well, if you won't make a move, then maybe I should, Victoria suggested, like she had just thought of it.
Hayden's not even your type.
Type? Victoria asked. What is this thing you speak of?